a Phil Henry Show here from El Pacifico, California. Yeah, the Phil Henry Show here. My name is Robert Leonard. That was Bud Dickman.
And I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm not Bud Dickman. I'm General Galen. I was going to say, Bud, I don't want any applause.
I'm not going to do any.
Good. My name is General Galen Shaw. I don't want applause. Shoddy, if
you just take this is Phil Henry, and I do want applause. See, we can have
this conversation. I'm doing this,
oh, no, I want applause for you, Dickman.
I'm only
All right, welcome to the program here. Yeah.
Hey, pretty lady, let's roll. Got a couple things that I want you to know, my baby. Now don't be judging.
Oh, I love this. I love the Caribbean and the sound, the palm trees. Oh, God, how I miss the Caribbean.
Is this the Caribbean sound, huh?
Well, it's reggae. It's Jamaican reggae. That is Rebel Soldiers and Ms. Beautiful.
Oh, you sound, you know, Phil, you'd be a very good disc jockey with a...
What is this on FX? There is a white man with a naked African-American woman. He's keeping pencils and things in her hair. What a racist screed. What a racist bit of fascist cartoonery. Are you looking at this?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I just thought it was a sister, like it's an animated show. There's two sisters here with these white men. One of them laying there naked in the bed, and he's keeping his pens and pencils in a fro. How about that racist?
Isn't that racist? If I had, well, I do have a black girlfriend, but she doesn't have a fro.
Yeah, you do have a black girlfriend. You're not using her hair to keep your writing utensils.
Writing utensils?
Writing utensils.
No!
What the hell is this all about, man?
This is some bit of cartoonery here on FX. I don't know what it is, but I don't really care. It happened to be, although they got huge empties there of, looks like Budweiser. Anyway, welcome to the program.
Wait, hold on for a minute. So what are you guys talking about?
I don't know. I just noticed here on this cartoon.
Well, it was a white man laying naked with a black woman.
Let me see this from. Give me the hit guide, will you?
Guide, okay, there it is there.
That's the wrong channel, man. That's over there. Hit guide on the other one that we got here. Hit guide on this. Let's see what this is. This is a show called Archer. Pipeline Fever, Animation Comedy, H. John Benjamin, Jessica Walter, Aisha Tyler, Archer, and Lana head to Louisiana, where their secret Nazi enclave is, and they load up on anti-Semitic propaganda for next week's exciting episode. All right!
Well, that is a load.
Yes, of course it's a load. All right. So, anyway, welcome here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show for this, whatever this is. What is this?
This is Wednesday.
Wednesday. And coming up on the 12th at Irvine, at the Irvine Improv, we're going to be performing for y'all. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you dig it. We will come out with a variety of different scenes involving different characters. I don't do a stand-up act. I do more of a comic theater. One-man comic theater. And so that's the way it is. That's what I do. And that's just how that is going to go. And if you'd like to come see us, please do join us at the Irvine Improv March the 12th. There are tickets available on their website. There are tickets available wherever they sell tickets for Phil Henry and the Irvine Improv. There are tickets wherever they sell Phil Henry and maybe not the Irvine Improv. There's tickets wherever they sell Hervé Henry, who probably doesn't exist, and then it defaults over to Phil Henry and the Irvine Improv.
Who would Hervé Henry?
Yeah, that's the one. Who is that, Phil?
I misspoke. There is no Hervé Henry.
There was the one guy that was Hervé.
Yeah, there was the one guy that was Hervé, but that was a guy that was...
It was Fantasy Island. That was a wonderful program. I wanted to get back to the sounds of the Caribbean, because I love the songs from the Caribbean. What are you looking at?
Well, is this going to be...
I wanted to say that I love the songs of the Caribbean, and that this coming weekend at the Clam Locker, I will again be holding forth... Well, you know something.
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
Well, we told you about the titles of it.
No, you know, I get the looks from everybody.
No, Margaret, hold on for a minute. No one's giving you the looks. This weekend at the Clam Locker, when's this going to end?
Hey, why don't you bring it up with my husband, all right?
Yeah, I think it's demeaning. Yeah, even I think it's demeaning for you to be at the Clam Locker.
Oh, you think it's demeaning for me to be at the it's more demeaning to be... for me to be...
God damn it.
You get Frank on the line.
Wait a minute. I'm the one that calls for my husband.
Oh, well, he's the guy that booked you into the Clam Locker. All right, we're going to do some Bob Bacon. We got don't forget, though, March 12th.
Yeah, forget about the clam locker. Let's just go ahead and talk about all the things Phil's doing.
Yeah, it is the Phil Henry Show, so...
Yeah, you kind of lose out on that one.
Well, there's one thing I don't lose out on, Bud, and that's my daily shot at your nose. That's right.
Hold on. Get Bud, get Bud a sponge. Get him some ice, and let's talk to our good friend Bob Bacon, who's right now doing the traffic. Bob, what's it looking like this morning?
Hey, Bill, we got a people up the other wall now about the right side of the town. And if you people are pulling, you're flying over there, and you got to pull it up there. I'll tell you right now, if you're in the Simi Valley area and you're moving on pants, and I don't have to take your pablum out and pick your pant in, put your hand back in it, put your hand back in the pablum. Bob Bacon, traffic.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Word.
I'm feeling my.
Is this Nicki Minaj, this girl? I don't know what to make of some chick that puts the artificial ass padding, you know.
This is the new thing, General.
What's the new thing, huh?
Nicki Minaj there and feeling myself, in case you didn't quite grab the drift there from the song. All right, Frank Gray on the line with us here. I want to talk to Frank very briefly because, Margaret, I think it's only fair that I talk to him.
You know, you're getting my husband on the phone.
I think it's only fair that I get him on the line to talk about this from the standpoint. Frank, how are you doing this morning? Sorry to bother you.
I'm better than Custer. How are you, young man?
Good, great. Frank, Margaret is playing the clam locker this weekend.
Yes, that's right.
I told them, Frank, that I was perfectly happy with it.
Well, all right, wait a minute. Is he beginning to complain about it?
No, I am not, Frank. I said I was happy with...
Margaret has not complained about anything. I just want to ask, you know, Margaret's an experienced singer. Why is she being booked into...
I said I didn't care, Phil.
Hold on. Why is she being booked into these places?
Why is he being booked into these... That's what I heard. I heard you say, why is he being booked into these places?
Booked into these places?
What places are you talking about?
I'm talking about the clam locker, the muscle pit, some other place.
Yeah, Frank, you got her playing at all these... They're dives, and they're all named after shellfish, which are bottom suckers anyway.
Wait, if you go down to San Pedro and you go... Wait, hold on for just a minute, General. Have you been to Pedro? Have you been to Pedro?
You better believe I've been to Pedro, like any other soldier and sailor in this godforsaken... You know, I mean...
All right, wait. I've been to Pedro, and I can tell you that there is no better place to find a new audience for beautiful music than some of the places like... There's the clam sucker, the clam licker, which is down in Pedro. And I've told Margaret that he's welcome. He's got his pick of the litter of some of the fine, you know.
Frank, can I jump in? It's Phil Henry.
I gathered it was.
Well, you know, I got a couple of questions here. I'm curious because not that it's any of my business, but I think I will make it my business since Margaret is using this platform, the platform of the show, to promote what she's going to be doing, you know.
Are you going to take a breath or...
Shut up. Yeah, I'm going to take a breath. You got her playing at...
I know where I've got him playing. I've got him booked this weekend. I've got him in one of the finest joints on the Pedro Pier. That's the clam... It's the clam...
It's the clam locker.
No, it's not the clam locker. You got it wrong, see? It's the clam sucker. That's the one down the... It's down the pier from the clam lick. There's the clam lick room, and there's the clam locker.
Well, what is the point of all of these joints? You yourself say they're dives.
Look, Phil, I didn't ask you to intercede on my behalf.
Well, but I think it's interesting, and I'd like to intercede on your behalf.
Look, he owes me. Margaret owes me. Now, I got Margaret some very ripe plum job singing as well as acting early on in Hollywood, and now I'm doing some favors.
And I want to restart my singing career, and if I've got to go down and play the clam lick...
That was great. That's not bad. I mean, it's not good for you to say a clam lick on account of you being a lady, and...
You know, I'd like to...
Watch it, okay?
This is... I've told him time and again, don't get baited by her. She's going to be talking to you about clam licking, you know.
Well, why are you booking her into these places with these very, the double entendre names and the double entendre?
You know, General, I love you so very much. You've defended our country, and then you come on the radio show in the morning, and you sound like you've got $1,900 worth of blown-up brain matter. I am...
You know something, Gray? You wouldn't say that to my face.
I, honest to God, I admire you. I do, Phil. I admire her. I think she's...
There he goes.
Hold on, Frank. We're asking a question here.
I know the question you're asking. I was telling General Gray that she's got every right. But she's talking like she, whatever brains she did have, somebody put a stick of dynamite in one ear, ran the fuse through the head, lit the fuse in the other ear so that it went through to the other ear and blew the little tiny bit of brain that was over on that side where the dynamite was going to be. Bud Dickman.
Yay!
What are you cheering that for?
Just to give an out.
I needed some. I needed a breathing room on that one.
Okay, so you have insulted the general, and...
Well, pardon me. I didn't mean to...
Man, I don't give a damn. You can insult me all you want. But I'm speaking... Excuse me. I'm speaking on behalf...
Wait. What just happened there?
He got some phlegm caught.
Yeah, okay. You're speaking...
Well, now what are you intimating? That I've got something other than phlegm in my throat?
I didn't say anything of the sort, but if that's what... If you... you know...
Boy, I'll tell you. You know what, Frank? One of these days, when you get your genders correct... Maybe I'll take you down to a little place I know. It's called Fat Sally's. It's right next door to the Clamlick. And then we'll see whether the gender confusion has been cured verbally. Only, never mind. Fuck it.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't think you knew what you were talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
Tough for him to spit it out.
Well, it ain't tough for me to spit it out.
And that's what she said.
You know, I gotta give you it.
Thanks a lot, Frank. And I believe that your wife deserves more.
Oh, well, all right, Robin Hood. I mean, if it's, I gotta breathe. I can't.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
I told you to keep your nose out of my business.
I'm just telling you. You know, I'm just telling you. You're the one that complains about playing these joints.
I'll complain to my husband, thank you very much.
But you don't. You bring it here. You bring it in to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil, cue it.
Who told you to cue music?
General did.
Well, this blows.
Yeah. It sure does. Anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We are at the Irvine Improv on March the 12th. So come out to see us. Coming up, Doug Danger is going to be talking with us about the Edward Snowden film Citizen 4 and the fact that Doug has in the works a movie of his own. Do you know that, Margaret?
I did know that. I do know that. And I done did... I do...
You know it.
I do know it, and I also know that the film that Doug Danger has planned is very ambitious and very far-reaching.
What is this shit?
Phil Hendry Show. It's, you mean shit, it's Slipknot.
Oh, it's Slipknot. Jesus H...
This is Terry Jones, and I want to tell you about a fantastic offer. Terry Jones and his wife Celia have come up with a new shaving cream that's edible. That's right, shave with it, and then top a pie with it. And what's better, you can now sit your kid right up there on the sink next to you while you're shaving and feed him that for breakfast. So think of it. You're shaving, you're feeding your kid, okay? And then you're making a pie all there in the bathroom. And when I say making a pie, wouldn't you like to know what I mean by that?
Yes, it's Terry Shaw's face cream.
I hope I never know.
By the way, my name isn't Terry Shaw.
I've got a letter here.
Let me see that. An email here comes to us from Rogeria. Rogeria, this is Elise Rogeria in Miami. She says, Phil, I watch you every morning on the videocast. I watch you on the on-demand videocast, and you sweat like a hog, man. You got rainwater pouring down your kisser. You're soaking that sweatshirt. Why don't you wear something cooler? In fact, why don't you just appear nude for all of us out here to enjoy? Yes, male and female. Yours, Elise Rogeria, Miami.
So save your breath, I will not care.
I am sweating like a pig, and that's because I come into the studio each and every day figuring it's going to be essentially the same temperature or close to the same temperature here as it is outdoors. Here at the El Pacifico in California of recent record, it's been cool. It's been too cool, you know. But when I get in here, it's a hellish, I mean it's a pure hellish 99 degrees.
Well, I think that you should invest in air conditioning. This will be now year number 6.
But no. Margaret's right. There's no sense in listening to you complain about this bullshit unless you can put in some air conditioning.
Yeah, well,
I'm thinking about it, but I gotta tell you, air conditioning simply cannot be used while the microphones are on, Jack. And when the microphones are on and the audio equipment is in full play and in full view and in full swing, you can't have no air conditioning know-how, because that shit.
Well, it's very noisy.
It's very noisy, yes. What's this Will Ferrell movie?
It's called Get Hard. And it's, I guess, about a dick
No, it's Get Hard as in be a badass. Probably a cop thing, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's a cop thing. And Kevin Hart's in it. And he's the new Chris Rock. And
He's the new Chris Rock.
Oh, Kevin Hart's the new Chris Rock. Okay. Sure, he's the new Chris Rock. That means he's the new funny black guy.
How dare... That is racist beyond belief.
Well, that's what they said.
I didn't mean it, but he is. He's the...
Yeah, he's the new one black guy that they'll allow into the movies now with all the other white guys. So, you know, they got to move one black guy out, move another black guy in.
Boy, I'll tell you something, Henry. Now you're really getting into you're getting into dangerous territory here.
Yes, and you wonder why a lot of these heavy hitters in the entertainment world keep you at arm's length.
I'm not worried about that. I'm not complaining about that.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying some things here. A lot of people look at that, say, Phil Henry, you know, God damn, man, what are you trying to do?
I'll tell you, I'm not trying to do anything. Am I right or am I wrong? You said it, bud.
Can't blame me for this one.
Don't hang it on Dickman.
Wait, didn't you say he's the one black guy?
No, I said he's the new Chris Rock.
You're the one that went down that road, and I'll have you know, Phil, in a city that has done more for minority workers, minority artists, in a city that has done more for... Excuse me.
La.
What's wrong?
Well, what does it sound like? Bud, I have gas reflux, please. I want Zantac. I need just a little bit of cream. And I need just a finger. Just put your finger into some lube and bring it here.
What are you talking about?
None of your business.
All right, stop. We'll just move off of that.
No, you opened up that can of worms, friend. Now you better start baiting some hooks with it.
What I'm... opened up that can of worms.
You heard me right.
I'm just telling you that it seems like there comes a new black actor, comic slash, you know, and oh-ho, here he is, this Kevin Hart's the guy, all right? So tell Chris Rock to go pound sand, tell whoever the hell, tell them all, this is the Kevin Hart's the guy now, and he will be co-starring, and he will be the guy, and he will be the Chris Tucker, and he will be the buddy, and he will be whatever. And,
Well, Chris Rock has a film out, I think. I'm not sure, but I think Chris Rock has a film out. I'm not sure, but I think.
Well, all right. But you're not sure.
But I think.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Phil, you know, don't be so cynical. I'm thinking.
Look, you're the one that's going to be playing at the Klamblick.
Yeah, Margaret, I tried to go to bat for you on that one. And what I got from you was a whole lot of hooey. I think it's a terrible thing for you to treat a friend like that. All right, folks.
What? I'm not treating you how?
I mean, you know, not sticking up for me with Frank and essentially kind of throwing me to the dogs and...
What the hell are you
doing? Time now for our good friend Doug Danger, and it's time for Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist, and we're going to talk about the movie about Edward Snowden. Doug, good to have you with us here. I guess the way to start this thing out is to just go right to it. Did you watch the Edward Snowden movie, right?
Yeah, I did watch the Edward Snowden movie, Phil, and that was Citizen Four is what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, yeah, Citizen Four.
Yeah, I've watched that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you're not going to hold anything back. Now, one of the things that, if I could, I wanted to officially inaugurate shorthand here, so I can get to this report today, and I can get back to some of the things that I'm doing.
All right. Can we explain what shorthand is?
Go right ahead.
Shorthand...
Oh, wait. I'll do it. Folks, I'm Doug. I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I don't have all that much time.
Well, let me say, shorthand is Doug Danger's way of communicating using a verbal shorthand so he can get back to his very pressing business of reporting and writing. And I know there's a lot of writers. I'm a reporter, Doug. But I guess you think you're a cut above the rest of us.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Margaret.
I'm not knocking that you're gay be it a man or a journalist, I do question whether that makes you superior.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think there's an awful lot of people out there who know that a gay man, gay journalist. But let me just go into my shorthand and explain that. Then I'll answer any question you have, Phil, but I am going to do the shorthand.
Now, are people going to understand this shorthand?
I think any reasonably intelligent adult can understand shorthand.
All right, so we're going to... All right.
Well, look, Phil, I told you what the ball... I told you what the game was, man. I told you what the shot was. Did you know what the shot was?
Well, Phil, we did tell you what the shot was.
Yeah, we told you what the shot was. And
all right, you told me what the shot was. So this is verbal shorthand, folks. Doug, the first question I want to ask you... first of all, let me just get back here to what Margaret was saying, and that was that she was questioning your...
Margaret don't talk about me. I'm gay man, gay journal. And Margaret Gray talked about me, not gay man, gay journal, and I'm not superior. She no gay. I gay. And
jeez, is that what you call verbal shorthand?
General, I talk about a gay man, gay journal. I talk about you. I get you, and I talk. And
all right, well, let me guess. You were saying, I'll get to you, but right now I'm talking about being a gay man and a gay journalist.
You got that right. Now...
Well, that wasn't shorthand.
I'll tell you what. You want to see shorthand? I get short. I got hand get short. And I get shorty. Now...
Yeah, I understand what that meant, Mr.
My name's Danger. Doug Dang. You call Dang, you won't call Doug Dang.
All right, okay. So that's verbal shorthand.
You know something, Danger? Seriously, you sound like you've got a combination of Tourette's, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, cystic fibrosis, and brain rot. God!
Well, you don't get mad about it.
Why wouldn't I get mad?
Yeah, General, I'm gay man. You, mind rot, got gay mind. You got gay rot, you know?
No, you got gay rot.
No, your mind go rot. I talk about gay man, gay journal. And
okay, let's not get into an insult festival here. Doug, question. So are we all done with this question?
Fine, Doug, but I certainly don't buy you as being superior because you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
I'm Doug Dangham, tell that. Margaret, you want to write a story about me gay? I write a story about you. You be lady. You lady? You lady.
Are you asking me a question?
No, damn right.
Yes, I'm a lady.
I said you lady. I gay. Gay man, gay journal. Lady gay, lady journal. Lady go. Go, lady.
Okay, Doug, you're starting to sound like a jackass.
You know something, Phil? Let me just slip right out of my shorthand slacks here for a minute and hop into the hot tub of bullshit. Goodbye.
What's so funny?
I don't know. Something about him slipping out of his shorthand slacks and hopping into the hot tub of bullshit that we're in.
Well, Phil, you've still got an interview to finish.
Would you please call him?
You know something, Mr. Henry? I'm always having to kind of smooth everything out and everything, and I think it's wrong.
Oh, is that right? Well, bud, that happens to be your job now. Now get to it.
Way back, way back.
Woo!
Philly nigga, but I'm laid back. Get shot in your head, driving your Maybach.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Phil Henry, and on March the 12th, which is on Thursday night, that would be tomorrow. Yep, that's right, according to my little watch, according to my little decoder, decalculator, demystifying watch. According to my decommitment watch, oh.
Well, that's a new word, that young man that decommitted to OU.
Yes. According to my watch, that's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll be at the Irvine Improv with the World of Phil Henry, a one-man show, more of a theatrical presentation, as we present a series of 7 character sketches. All of these on stage involving various characters that you've heard and that you've loved and that you've known and that you've wanted to nuzzle and that you've wanted to feel up and that you've wanted to, frankly, sleep with. That you will be able to see on stage tomorrow, or excuse me, Thursday night at the Irvine Improv. Where is the Irvine Improv? 3 guesses, the first 2 don't count.
That's in Irvine.
And all you gotta do is go to the Irvine Improv website to pick up tickets, y'all. God damn, that's a big, big house, but we're getting close to filling that sucker up, man. So if you want to get a pair of tickets for the show, great drinks, great food, everything, head on over to the Irvine Improv website and pick up the ticks, man. We also have links to the Irvine Improv website on our Twitter feed, which is Twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. Twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. Twitter.com/... Well, you don't have that, Margaret, do you?
No, I don't have it linked, but I will if you want me to.
Well, those two will do it. And it's also linked over on our Facebook fan page. That's Facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. PHANS.
Yes! Who you digging up? Who the nigga that you hating on but just can't get enough? Fuck, the jig is up.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, General Galen Shaw, at your service.
Woo! All right, back with Doug Danger here, and Doug is talking to us about, I want to get to the Edward Snowden movie, Doug, and I want to get to your movie. And forget about whether you're superior to Margaret as a journalist. Is that fair enough?
Doug Danger, I'm down here, Phil, right now. And this Doug Danger, I'm going to do that. But I'll tell you this much, Phil, just to slip out of, I'll slip out of my shorthand slacks right now and jump into your hot tub full of bullshit. I don't want to be hung up on your Doug Dang Gay Man Gay Journal, because I'm not, you know, talking the thing you want me to talk about. I'm gay, and I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. But first I'm gay, then I'm a gay man, then I'm a gay journalist, then I'm the total gay. And
all right, look at Danger. You've already explained that a million times. We've got it already.
All right, Doug, thank you for that. Now, on to the Edward Snowden film, Citizen 4. What did you think of it?
I thought the Citizen 4, I think it was not a good movie. I didn't think it was a very good movie, because I thought that movie, Citizen 4, and again, I'm speaking at this as a journalist, gay journalist, but I'm looking at that, the Gay Man Gay Journal. I'm looking at the movie, Citizen 4, that's about Edward Snowden, and I'm looking at a movie that I think may look like pussy. I'll tell you that right now, look like pussy, look like punk ass. Make that man look like punk. Punk go Hong Kong. Now, he go Hong Kong punk, and the next thing you know about Edward Snowden, he's talking all this talk, talking all that smack, lip smacking all that smack and lip smack. He smacked the smack and lip that smack that Jack. Get back Jack. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course not.
And so, what do you mean, of course not?
We don't understand. What does that mean, get back Jack?
I'm telling you that Edward Snowden went to Hong Kong. He went to Hong Kong because he had created this, he had created this big treasure trove, the repository of all this information that he had got from the NSA and dumped it out there on the lip smack. He got that out there back. Now, Edward Snowden, I'm gay man and gay journalist, okay? You know that.
Yes, yes, yes. We know that already.
Oh, well. Sorry to bother you, man. But I got to wake up. I'm telling you, I'm my eyeball. I got gay eye and I got straight gay eye, because y'all go eyeball to eyeball with Yago.
But what does that mean, go eyeball to eyeball with Yago?
You said you would do the shorthand.
You're going shorthand with Doug Danger, man. You're going eyeball, eyeball, shorthand. Now, listen. When Edward Snowden got to Hong Kong and he had all this information he given all there to Julian Week or whatever, what's that guy's name, the WikiLeaks guy?
That was Julian Assange.
Was that general? How do you know about that, Julian Assange? He WikiLeaks. You suddenly got a leak with a wiki? And
If that better be shorthand. If you're trying to give me shit saying that I got a leak in my wiki, friend, I'll pay you a visit real soon.
Hey, General, don't go eyeball, eyeball me. And
okay, you two guys knock it off. So what's your point? So he went over there, he dumped all this stuff out online.
That's right, and what I think was there's no real new information. And on top of it, made it look like confused baby. I think that movie about Edward Snowden, Citizen 4, made him look like a little tiny confused baby, eyeball, eyeball with no one. He going eyeball, eyeball with Zero Man. The Hong Kong Zero, I've gone to Moscow, maybe plus one, and that's it.
What he's saying, may I interpret?
Go ahead.
He's saying that it made Edward Snowden, he was a Hong Kong Zero, maybe. In other words, he went to Hong Kong, and when the information got released, it really wasn't all much of anything that anyone in the know didn't already know. In other words, this was all a part of, and very well articulated in information that we had pre-Snowden. So,
Well, you know something, it takes you that long to say that, Margaret, that I do like the shorthand.
Well, I'm having to interpret, though.
Yeah, that's the only part.
Well, look, I don't mind, Mark, you want to interpret out of eyeball, but you go eyeball, eyeball, Yago, and you go Moscow plus one.
And when he got to Moscow, he only had a little bit more advantage or leverage, if you will.
All right, now, here's the thing. If I'm going to make my Edward Snowden movie, Phil, I'm a gay man, gay journalist, gay filmmaker, and I'll be a gay filmmaker, gay town. I go to gay downtown and make a move about Edward Snowden, don't make him look like punk-faced, punk-ass Hong Kong punk. Because he went Hong Punk. Or, if you will, he went Punk Kong. Or, if you will, he went Moscow.
Okay, all right. So, you're going to be making... Tell us about the movie.
Hey, man, don't interrupt my shorthand, Jack.
But we're trying to figure out what you're saying.
Well, Margaret will interpret.
He was saying a Hong Kong punk means that he looked like he had no power in Hong Kong. Doug wants to make a film that shows the real power of Edward Snowden.
Bingo. Now, I'm gay man, gay journalist, gay filmmaker. I do the gay film, and I do a gay film good. I take Edward Snowden, go to Moscow, show what power that Moscow boy got. He got to get out of Moscow. Otherwise, the Moscow man, they're going to take him down the alley, put a slug in his head, man, because he ain't nothing of them Russians. He ain't even less the American. But what he needs to do is find out, make him look bigger and better and badder. Put him back in Hong Kong. I'd put him back in Hong Kong, Tong Town.
What?
You'd put him back in Hong Kong and start this all over again.
Well, it's a little late for that, man. He ain't going to get out of Russia.
Why'd you say that?
Because he ain't going to get out of Russia. The Russians are not going to let go of Edward Snowden until they get something for him.
Well, America, I mean, you know, you talk about T for two, right?
What is T for Christ? I'm going to come through that phone in 5 seconds.
Well, you're more than welcome. You won't come down the phone.
Hold on for a minute, General. Get... General.
Hey, how do you like this? Wait a second. You the Hong Kong Blue Talk.
Hey, man, I don't want anybody going to the phone around here, okay?
Yeah, you can't stop the general, man. That's the second time going on the phone.
Everybody going down the phone in this thing.
I didn't know anything about it. It did tell me he'd go down phone.
Will you start talking English, please?
Well, Phil, it's all the shorthand.
You don't get to go down the phone. All right, that was Doug Danger, and that was his report on the movie that he's going to be making called the Edward Snowden movie, whatever the hell it's going to be called. And this is my understanding is that this is going to be, I suppose it's going to be a movie that's going to make him look a little bit more butch. Is that what I'm...
He wants to make a film that, yes, is going to make Edward Snowden look a bit more butch. It's going to make him look a bit more activist, a bit more in control of his life. Because right now, he seems to be at the mercy of so many of these large events. Now, I know, Phil, and you have said as much, that Edward Snowden now no longer really is in control of his life.
I don't think he is, no.
And that the Russians are going to be playing some kind of a high-stakes game of swap or swapping baseball cards with the Americans over the plight of Edward Snowden.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. And I think when that happens, what you're going to see is a... Turn that off. What?
What? Hello? Hello? Yeah? Doug Danger.
Put him on the phone, okay? Hey, Doug, you know, I don't know what you're playing at here, man, but...
Hey, but don't talk about Doug Danger. You talk about me like I'm pussy. I'll tell you now, about the set, I forgot what I called about.
Yeah, I figured he'd forget. Anyway, the movie, the Edward Snowden movie, is yet unnamed, which will be produced by Doug Danger, and will be directed by Doug Danger, and will be shot by Doug Danger, and will be probably reviewed by Bug... did I just say Bug Danger?
You did. You said Bug Danger. How about that?
By Doug Danger. And will probably be positively reviewed by Bug Danger. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. It's a very beautiful thing. This is called Better Tomorrow. I love this song.
Oh, this is lovely. This is Better Tomorrow from Etanya. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Yay!
I'm Doug Dang. I go Hong Kong punk, you go Hong Kong, and I'm punk Kong.
This is General Galen Shaw. Say, listen, you ever roll out of bed and you don't know what to wear? Maybe your very best shirt is tequila stained. Maybe your very best pair of pants is, well, why not soak yourself in tequila and wine and all the other things you soak yourself in while you're wearing a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie? You can pick that up at the Phil Hendry Show online store at philhendryshow.com. Or you can get coffee mugs, shot glasses, keychains, T-shirts, ball caps, hard copy CDs, or the downloads. Your choice. At the Phil Hendry Show online store, and I'm sure there's stuff that I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Phil Hendry Show online store at philhendryshow.com.
Oh, that's a lovely song. You don't play enough of your... What does that say? One important message?
Yeah, you probably got the disc space.
Oh, screw the disc space. All right. Doug Danger there with the... Did you see that, General?
Yeah, I saw the whole... This guy Snowden, whether or not he's done... The problem with Snowden, and you said it very well, this guy Snowden is in a... He's in over his head because...
But you people, you don't understand.
No, Margaret, you don't understand. Snowden is a piece of meat that the United States and the Soviet Union, the Soviet Russian, the new Russia, whatever the hell it called.
The Russian Federation?
Yeah, probably Russia, or just the Empire of Russia.
Yeah, what about Empire Russia?
Sure, that's fine. Empire of Russia.
They don't have an empire. They barely got a country. What are you talking about? Anyway, that the United States and Russia are going to be dragging, they'll be pulling on Ed Snowden like he's just a piece of raw meat for years.
Well, I have to agree with that.
What are you two knuckleheads saying? Do you understand I'm a journalist?
You call me a knucklehead? Me? General Galen Shaw?
Yes, I did. Because I don't think you understand how the game of politics is played today. Edward Snowden is, he's well known. People want him to be free so that he can write his books and do his movies or whatever, you know, whatever he's going to do. What are you looking at?
I'm just wondering whether you're serious or not.
Yeah, look kind of weird.
Oh, do I look weird? Bud, you want to see how weird you look?
Don't let nothing know.
Margaret, you know, you're going to belt him one too many times and,
And what?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ, Henry, what a pussy.
Look, here's what I'm saying. I agree with the general. Ed Snowden is in Moscow, and, does he want to live in Russia?
Well, what choice does he have, Phil? If he comes back to this country, he will be remanded into custody, and he will be incarcerated. You know he'll never see the light of day.
Probably not. You're probably right. But, I mean, that cat, okay, so he's now in Russia. But, the Russians will give him up.
What makes you think that?
The Russians will give him up as soon as they get what they want. Every day that goes by, Russia and the United States are in a little bit of a game. You know, I got something that you want, I got something you want. And they're gonna maybe come to a meeting of the minds here.
Well, you know, that depends. If they come to a meeting of the minds, then Snowden comes back to the U.S.
Exactly.
Now, what that mean, Ed Snowden, he come back to the U.S., they'll put him in a dungeon. They'll never see the light of day.
Man, they ain't gonna put him in no dungeon, man. He'd probably go to that Supermax or something.
They'll put him in the Supermax, there's no question.
Well, I have to say, I think Ed Snowden is, there's no deal he's going to be able to cut with the U.S. government. So I think he is, he's in prison if he comes back here, but, he, I guess he's resigned himself to that. You think he's resigned himself?
I don't know. I wouldn't know what's inside that clown's empty head, man, if I went in there with a flashlight. How would I know? I'll tell you this much, though. If he's thinking straight, that's exactly what's ahead of him. He's got one long stretch in a gulag.
He's not going to be at a gulag. They'll give him a very nice apartment there on the Volgin River, or the whatever the...
The Volga River?
Yes, the Volga River.
All right. That's probably what they'll do. But I don't think he should get comfortable, because there isn't a day that goes by the U.S. isn't trying to get his ass back.
You keep saying that.
Well, I'm telling you. This is the game that's played at that level. Edward Snowden has got nothing to do with any of it, and it ain't a lawyer alive that's got anything to do with this. The only thing that would save Edward Snowden, it would be a groundswell of support from the United States. That ain't going to happen.
Yes, because the American people don't know what good things he's done.
Oh, he didn't do anything good. He's a lousy thief. He dumped a bunch of bullshit out there that he thought was significant, and it wasn't. And now he's going to rot. You know what? He'll be... Ed Snowden, his whole life will be spent stumbling down a cold avenue in Moscow in the dead of February, drunk on vodka, an alcoholic, the girlfriend long since returned to the United States, crawling, wrapping himself around a garbage can, saying, go ahead, build a bonfire in here, I want to keep warm, and then telling anyone, someone, his sad tale of how at one time he used to be a real big shot. Well, he ain't no more.
God, you're saying it like you hope he rots.
I hope that guy rots. Yes, I do.
How dare you?
Hey, wait. What do you mean, how dare I? You know the guys that I've been in, I've served in the U.S. Army and seen die for this country? While that guy's going to go stumbling down the Rue des Assholes, forget it.
Boy, General, you really worked up.
Fucking A.
All right, I'm going to bring on another guest here, Tom Catton.
Oh, I love Tom Catton. I just do.
Well, do you? Jesus Christ.
Well, you're very bitter.
I don't want... anything you love, I hate.
Are you serious?
Just take it easy, will you, General? All right, coming back here with us will be our good, close, personal friend, our main man with a master plan there, Tom Catton with his health wagon. And yeah. Tom's going to be talking about Dean Wheeler is going to be with us as well. Is it Dean?
About Dean Wheeler, Don, talk about it.
What, are you doing shorthand now?
Dean Wheeler going to talk about Tom Catton.
Yeah, whatever, man. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, yeah. PhilHenryShow.com. Grace Remord and No Type.
How did you pronounce that name?
I was trying to whip through it real fast. Race Remord.
You ain't got no life.
What?
Nah. Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Yeah.
I ain't check the price.
Goddamn right. Don't give me any shit.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like.
You don't scare me.
I'm just living life.
God, how I hate you.
And let my mama tell it, nigga, I ain't living right.
Woo!
Chop the top off.
Porsche, that's a headless horse.
Hey, hey, hey.
Extendo long as an extension cord.
Damn,
cord. Bitch, I ball like Jordan, and I play full court.
I play full court.
And if you're not my type, then you know I gotta keep this shit short.
Gotta keep this shit short with you.
Hey. What you know about a check? What you got up in your pocket? What you spending when you shopping, dog? Why you wanna go flex? Like you all in the mix, like you got some shit popping off. I got some models that you see up in the movies, and they wanna make a flick for the camera.
Yeah?
Wanna be Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Heard I was living like a bachelor.
Yeah.
I don't got no type.
Woo! All right. Coming back here with, thank you, boys. Thank you, lads. Very, very good. On the line with us is Dean Wheeler from Northern California, and Dean talking about our show, which will be on March the 12th. It's in at the Irvine Improv. Dean, great to talk with you, and very nice of you to take interest in our show.
Phil, I think interest in the Phil Henry Show is always very high on our list, and it is today.
You're a producer. You're producing your wife, Emeralda. Do you see things that you can do for Phil Henry?
I think I do, Phil. I think right now, while your show is, you're evolving it on stage, I think it needs to be evolved backstage. I think you need to have some help in the presentation. I'd like to see you in venues that are theatrical. I'd like to see you in venues that I think will showcase your talents. Places where they have the intermission and there's a guy standing there who tells people he has a flashlight. I don't know what it's called.
Are you talking about Usher?
Yeah. You've been to these places, Phil, where they have a flashlight?
Yeah, a theater.
You're talking about a theater, right, Wheeler?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay, a theater. I don't even know if it is a theater because I've seen music and rock bands. And
Can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
For technical reasons, where are you? Because we're getting a lot of...
I'm waiting for my wife. She's inside having a cup of coffee at the diner here. We're right outside one of the only thrifties that are left here in Sacramento.
And Emeralda's inside?
Yeah, she's inside having a cup of coffee and a cheeseburger.
So why aren't you in there with her?
Because I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. You can't talk inside?
No, it's louder than hell in there, no.
Emeralda's having a cheeseburger and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, a cheeseburger, a cup of coffee, and I think a cup of Sanka and a cheeseburger. And what else is she having in there? Hey, Charlie, go in and see what she's doing, okay?
Good thing.
Who's Charlie?
What is this? You writing a book or something?
Look, never mind. Look, Wheeler, I want to ask you a question. So you say Phil would do better in different... Are you saying get out of the clubs and go to theater?
I'm not saying that at all. I don't know if that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'd like to see people, wherever it is that Phil's doing his show, I'd like to see people with flashlights leading people to seats that are covered in velvet or something. I don't know. What do you call that?
A theater.
A theater. Well, okay, Phil. God, I'm standing out here on a corner of a street in Sacramento that I wish I wasn't on. I wish I was back home. In Mill Valley, I'm waiting for my wife who's having a greasy cheeseburger, a cup of Sanka, and God knows what is she having in there?
Got a chip.
She got chips and what?
Chips and gravy.
Chips and gravy? Phil, hold on for a minute.
Dean, we're in the middle of a conversation with me.
No, I know that, but my wife is in there having chips and beef gravy. I told that's French fries and beef gravy. I told her that only creates phlegm. Hey, I told you none of that shit. Get back in there. Get in there. You follow her. Tell her she doesn't get any of that.
I don't think I like the sound of that at all, Dean.
Oh, Margaret, for once in your life, just once in your life, will you mind your own business? Just one time.
I don't like the sound of you ordering her around like that. I know what it is to be an artist and a singer.
Yeah, you know what it is to be an artist and a singer at the Clam Lick in Pedro. That's what I just heard your husband say.
You know something, Dean? If it wasn't for the fact that you're hundreds of miles away...
Yeah, what are you going to do? Huh? You can't do nothing.
Watch me.
Wait a minute.
What?
Margaret, don't go through the phone, Margaret.
If he can do it...
What the fuck are you doing? Now watch this one. You ever seen this move? Oh, no.
Boy, Henry, you're really rocking and rolling tonight, aren't you?
Starting with you. You kicking Danger's ass.
Did I? I don't recall.
All right,
Yeah, hello? Hello, Margaret? Well, where's... Well, Phil, what...
Margaret.
Yes.
Okay, so where's Dean?
He's here. I'm sorry, Henry. How do you like that?
So, Dean, can you talk?
What did you think?
You don't sound too good.
Bingo.
Someone get my boyfriend and put myself in front of a car.
He just said he's going to walk in front of a car because he's... Why? Because you don't think you'll be recovering from your injuries?
Well, pretty much we're good.
You know what, Dean? Do whatever you want. Walk in front of that bus for all I care. I'm Margaret... Oh, my God, he's pushing me in front of the bus.
Call him back.
Dean? Dean?
Did you really push her in front of a bus?
No, he didn't. We were fucking around.
But you really kicked his ass.
Yes, I did. Because he deserved it. Emerelda, dear, how are you? I had to get her away from him. How are you doing, dear? All right.
Would you mind coming back here now?
Here, take the phone.
Don't.
All right, she's on her way back.
Yeah, what are you doing? She's getting a cab.
Get in a cab.
Oh, that was refreshing, and it was well worth it, Dean. I'm sorry?
That was all the payback.
Dean, you ain't sound too good, man. It sounds like she clobbered you, maybe knocked out a few teeth.
Hey,
Dean, a question for you. What's it feel like to get your ass kicked by a woman?
What a pig. I'm a pig.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a pig.
No, that could be a poof.
A poof?
A baby.
Got a baby.
Yeah, nobody can understand you because you had your teeth kicked in by a chick. Ha, 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 ha!
Fucking pig, fucking pig.
All right, I think the show today is what is called Stillborn.
Well, Phil, did...
Yeah, spit it out. Go ahead. Sounds real good, Barbara Jordan.
Barbara Jordan was one of the most well-spoken congresswomen in Congress.
Right, that means you're not.
That means?
Okay, today's show has been brought to you by today's show has been brought to you by the Mental Deficiency Club of Southern California. I mean, who knows? I'm telling you, what a show. All right, look, we're going to see you guys tomorrow night at the Irvine Improv. Thank you very, very much to our good friend Doug Danger. Thank you there very much, Dean Wheeler. I do want to thank as well Tom Catton, who will be joining us tomorrow, because Tom wants to bring his health wagon out to the Irvine Improv. Have I read about that?
Tom Catton's health wagon, that's my understanding.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siemper Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network.
Well, you know something? You want to talk shit, then, friend, get ready to step in some.
Give a party, pee-pee.
What a dick and a half. Here goes. Man, look at him go down. Monday in a city hungry and no eat. And food they don't have country, does a drop off of the tree then. You see, say poverty no real then, is what the reason revealing. Who knows, who knows, who knows, who knows. I just go where the trade wind blows. Sending love to my friends and foes. Hello. And I suppose hello. I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Green leaves. A pot on the roof, herb just a steam, pepper pot on the stew. Life is a dream if you got gratitude, so go tell the regime them can't stop what we do now. Information you think on your own, or else you're a slave to the things that you know. What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say. Who knows, who knows, who knows, who knows. I just go where the trade wind blows. Sending love to my friends and foes. Hello. And I suppose hello. I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Green leaves. Africa in our soul, but a Jah in our heart. It is of importance for I and I gather. If we cannot show now a balance that we had, how do we propose then to carry it abroad? Then I go to Ethiopia and you not have a plan. The building of a nation and a helper and every one a lover, one a man is just a man. It shall be a coronation when we land, land, land. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just go where the trade wind blows. Yeah, man. Sending love to my friends and foes. Hello. And I suppose. Hello. Sunshine, rivers and trees.